Hi, it's Rachel.
And Megan.
We're coming at you from 30 Rock in New York City for your daily dish.
Whoop, whoop.
So it's Saturday.
And you may be asking yourselves,
what are they working? Why are they at the office and I'm not? Great question.
Because we're dedicated.
Right, right. Maybe you should get some dedication this 2017.
Yeah, do you love Bravo as much as us? Probably not.
Probably. Maybe.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Maybe.
So we want to talk about Stephen Colbert being on Watch Happens Live this week.
Oh.
Full confession, I'm, like, obsessed with him. I love him so much. I want to marry him.
He's like, very cute. Like, not even just physically, but, like, his personality is adorable. When he talks about his wife or any, like, anecdote he shares, I'm always like, God, what a charming man.
No, he's, like, such a solid man, too. Like, when he talks about... He said this story one time that I advise everyone going to look up about meeting his wife, and he was, like, at a dinner party, and he just happened to turn around, and it was, like, this moment of, like, kismet. It was just so beautiful. He's also, like, besties with Neil deGrasse Tyson, which, like...
Says it all.
Says it all. So I just love him. I miss the Colbert Report. I love him on The Late Show, so... I was super excited that he was in Watch Happens Live this week, and he did not disappoint. He played Plead the Fifth, and he did plead the fifth. Andy asked him, who is the one celebrity guest that you would not want to interview again? And he was like, I plead the fifth. That was the last question. The first question was screw, marry, kill Steve Carell, Jon Stewart, and John Oliver.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he would screw Steve Carell because he wanted to touch his manly chest.
No, I would marry Steve Carell, but continue.
And he would marry Jon Stewart because they already have such like a romantic love relationship, and the sex is gone, obviously.
Uh huh.
So they're married, and then he would kill John Oliver because he only has to do a show once a week.
Oh.
Which Andy was like, I understand.
Yeah, but what was the second plead the fifth question?
Oh, the second plead the fifth question was. It was named the stupidest politician that you've ever interviewed. He's like, I haven't interviewed him. It was like some guy, some senator guy that was really stupid. It was really funny if you like, he made it very funny, but I don't remember the guy's name and I don't know if it'll
and
work.
And you're not
for
that
this.
Funny, so.
Debatable. Listeners, if you think I'm funny,
tweet us using the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
But he also shared this amazing story about getting the reins passed on to him from David Letterman. He, like, went in and they talked for, like, an hour and a half. And David Letterman told him stories that Johnny Carson had told him. So it was, like, this really TV magic moment. And then he said, can you teach me how to use the freight elevator? Because it's the only way in the building to get to the original Ed Sullivan Theater. And he, like, taught him how to do that. And he, like, took him down. And then he was like, okay, you make it go back up. And, like, it was just this, like, kind of... TV golden era history moment. Mm-hmm. Andy was like, I'm getting chills. It was just really interesting to watch. But then the best part was, I think, Andy asking him, so what do you think about Trump tweeting? And Stephen Colbert was just like, you know what? It's kind of like screaming from the sidelines, and you're like the head coach and the quarterback and the umpire now.
Right.
He's like, it's just not dignified.
Whew. Trump had some tweets about The Apprentice, the new version with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was basically saying my ratings were higher, and Schwarzenegger clapped back. So, like, if you have a moment, just go look at their Twitter feeds. It's pretty entertaining.
You're fired.
You're terminated.
Ooh, is that what he says now?
Yeah.
You're terminated.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Thank you, NBC, for making those dreams come true.
So moving on.
Moving on.
Possible baby news. You ready?
I am. I think I know who you're going to say.
George and Amal Clooney.
What?
And not just one baby. They're claiming she's pregnant with two.
Kids! Ah! You know, I always think of Jax talking about George Clooney and...
Oh, right. Like a human rights lawyer?
I mean, come on. You're George Clooney. It's like, oh my God, Jax.
So, according to Lebanon's Daily Star... It sources a family friend of the Clooney's and says that she's due in March, which puts her right around 5 months pregnant. But, like, I'd be excited.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It'd be the most beautiful, smart babies in the world.
Oh my God, he's just so good looking. I mean, like,
and so is she.
I know, it's just beautiful power.
Oh, and they'd also have an innate sense of fashion, just like her.
Just like her. And
they'd come out of the womb dressed impeccably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the bat suit.
With the, yes!
With the nipples. One will be in the bat suit with the nipples, and then one will be like in a very sleek shift dress or
yes.
something. Well, can't wait for those baby
those
photos.
Those are our predictions.
But lastly, kind of a bittersweet note from the Jill Zarin camp. She just celebrated her anniversary with Bobby.
Bobby!
Yeah. But as we know, he's battling cancer right now. But it was really beautiful. She commemorated the occasion by posting a collage of lovely photos of the couple over the years on Instagram. Happy 16th wedding anniversary to the most wonderful husband, father, and friend in the world. I love you with all of my heart. We will get through this and be together forever.
That's so sweet.
I know. I miss watching them together. They were such a fun couple. I miss her babbies. Like,
yeah.
And my heart goes out to them.
Well, listeners, we hope you're having a good weekend. We're going to be back on Monday talking about an all-new Real Housewives of Atlanta.
And listeners, please rate us and review us if you're listening on Alexa, SoundCloud, iTunes. Let us know what you're thinking because on The Daily Dish, your opinion matters. And tweet us at Bravo TV using hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.